The ride is short, and yet it stretches endlessly from within your confined space, confined mind. You relax into the rumble and vibration of the engine underneath. You feel each bump as a thudding impact of how helpless you are. You can't do anything right now. You may as well relax. Your mind is drugged with the chemicals your brain is producing right now. My voice, my control, sends waves of pleasure and submissive desire flooding through you. It is so easy to simply give in. You can't see, you can only feel and hear. It feels like the roads we take are winding. Picture it in your head. A map of an unknown place, a blank map. The only piece of marking is the path the car is taking. See it circling, spiraling until you are so completely lost. Just spinning and spiraling, spiraling and spinning. Deeper and deeper into an unknown future. Another turn. The buzzing of cars, workings, leaves you feeling so hazy, so sleepy. You can't do anything. There is no shame in simply resigning to that which you have no control over. There is nothing wrong letting more and more of your thoughts and mind go to sleep. The car stops so gently, you barely notice it stopped. Your mind is so hazy that you have no grasp on the time that has passed. With fogged eyes attached to a fogged brain, there is no resistance in you as the lid lifts up and complete darkness is replaced with the bright light of flashlights, stealing away your vision as you blink into them, as you are temporarily blinded. You are quickly grabbed and dragged out, placed standing on a dirt road. No one and nothing around. The voices of the women are unconcerned as loudly they speak of your predicament.
Let's stand him up, shall we?
Yeah. Hand me those straps.
You can't see the women, but they surround you. Rubber straps are wrapped around your arms, pulling them back behind you. Your chest pokes out as the straps are tightened. More and more. Another set of straps added, and another. One over your biceps, one at your wrists, one in the middle, binding you tight. Your eyes start to adjust. You see a beautiful woman with large, full breasts coming towards you, with a big black gag in her hands, a 3-inch dildo sticking from a rubber base that will cover half your face.
Out here, no one can hear you scream. So if you need to, get one out real quick. See, while some of my friends enjoy your screams, I personally prefer to take that agency away from you. When I play with you, I don't want a game of give and take where I react to your sounds. No, I want to bind you so tight you can't even move a muscle. I want to gag you so deep I can't hear a peep. I'll blindfold you so even your eyes are incapable of begging. And then I will do whatever I want to you. Both of us knowing that you are robbed of protesting in even the smallest of ways. It's so fucking hot to see you sweating. You're shaking and shivering. Your tears slowly leaking down, the only sign of what's happening. Your suffering having no outlet. You can only take it. If there's an itch, you can't scratch it, can't even beg me to. No hope of mercy when you aren't even capable of signaling. You need it in any way. We're going to have so much fun with you.
Your eyes a bit wild. She grabs your face and digs her pointed black nails into your cheeks, squeezing where your upper and lower jaw meet until your mouth is forced open and the thick, black, rubber half-cock is shoved into your mouth. No mercy. No escape. Her green eyes bore into yours as she playfully withdraws it a bit, before slamming it back in. In and out. In and out. Your mouth is being fucked and there is nothing that you can do except take it. Take it. You hear her whispering it. The other women gathering around, hands holding you, running over you. They are all saying it now. The other women gathering around, hands holding you, running all over you. They are all saying it now. It's almost a chant if you can remember nothing else from this night. You will remember that. Take it. Take it. Those words evoke helplessness. Every time you hear those words, you are reminded. You are forced into this headset, this space of being so very helpless. Where you can only take it.
Take it.
Take whatever is done to you. Accept it as anything they want is taken from you. Take it. Every time you hear it, you feel more and more helpless. Helpless to resist as the gag is fucked one last time in and out of your mouth. Before being plunged back in, all the way. Held there while a thick rubber strap on each side is pulled together in the back of your head and tightened. The lower bit of your face is completely covered in almost an oval of rubber. Your mouth full. Your arms bound. The woman with green eyes smiling as she expertly adjusts the straps, leaving you no way out. She takes your chin in her hand and moves your face side to side so she can look at you from all angles.
Very nice. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. The other women agree with her.